Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a warm day across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies and Jerusalem sees sunshine. Haifa feels a gentle breeze. A perfect day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Trump says no Iran deal may be better as talks drag on. This is according to Ynet from earlier this hour. Also, a weapon used by the Nazis, now discovered in Hezbollah's hands in Lebanon. Walla reported this just 32 minutes ago. Also this hour, an IDF official claims that unless Iran's enriched uranium is shipped out, the latest war could go down as a failure. This is from I-24 News. Separately, Netta Barzilai shares her anxiety about personal changes, saying, "It's like I'm sleeping at night with a stranger." N12 reported this 11 hours ago. And finally, Trump announces a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios covered this in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Pastor Mark Burns and British broadcaster Matthew Stadlin clashed over Iran in a heated debate. Al Arabiya Eng highlighted this an hour ago. Eli Afriat, a commentator on Israeli affairs, posted a photo just an hour ago. Meanwhile, the IDF uncovered over 7,500 weapons in southern Lebanon. They shared this information 2 hours ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Donald Trump, he says talks with Tehran have dragged on too long. According to Ynet, the US president is considering ending the war without an agreement. Trump also defended the seizure of an Iran-linked shipment. The implication for regional stability remains uncertain as diplomatic negotiations stall. Turning to the discovery in Lebanon, a Nazi-era weapon was found alongside modern arms in a Hezbollah bunker. Walla reports the cache included advanced drones and missiles. This raises concerns about Hezbollah's growing military capabilities. The implications for Israel's northern border security are significant. Meanwhile, an IDF official warns that Iran's enriched uranium must be shipped out. According to I-24 News, failure to do so could lead to another military operation in Iran. This statement underscores the high stakes of the current conflict. The potential for renewed hostilities remains a pressing concern for the region. Separately, singer Netta Barzilai opens up about her personal struggles. N12 highlights her feeling of unfamiliarity with herself after major life changes. Her candidness may resonate with many facing similar challenges. The impact on her fans and public image continues to unfold. And finally, Trump announced a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios notes that this is politically sensitive for Netanyahu. However, it might aid Trump's efforts to secure a peace deal with Iran. The ceasefire offers a temporary respite from hostilities for civilians in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, the civil service presents a policy where progressing in your job could mean a salary drop. Walla Business reveals this could affect hundreds of economists and accountants. Separately, ads in gaming must be implemented carefully to avoid disrupting player experience. Or Zilberman from Playtika shared insights at Calculist's event. This highlights the balance between monetization and user satisfaction. And finally, Elbit Systems expands its European presence with a new drone facility in Romania. Ynet Business reports this move strengthens ties with the local industry. It also enhances Israel's footprint in the European defense sector. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.